it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we are set for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship Contest, and we're joined by Deposit Hancock head coach Jeremiah Johnson. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Coach, first off, your team makes it here to the Section 4 Class D Finals. Certainly a big accomplishment for your team, 9-0, you know, state-ranked. What does this mean for the program to get here at this time?
This is a big step for our program. The kids that are seniors right now were juniors last year, and making it to the playoffs and being 6-3 last year, that was the first step. And this was definitely one of our goals, to make it to Friday night and hopefully get another shot at Tioga on Friday night, and it's played out that way. So it's a huge step for our program. Our JV guys finished with one loss this year, so the program's just feeding off of what we're doing right now.
As you said, you get Tioga here in the championship contest to see who moves on to states in Class D for Section 4. Of course, everyone knows their history of what they've done over the last couple of seasons. What does Deposit Hancock need to do here tonight to give themselves a chance at a victory?
I think we need to show up on the defensive side of the ball. Both of our offenses are pretty explosive. Defense and special teams are going to be a key in the game.
And, Coach, of course, they have Jesse Manuel, Adams Wehrlein, some of those guys. What has it been like, preparing your defense to go up against guys who have such great experience and know what it takes to win at this level?
My kids have come in ready to be prepared. They're working hard, and they actually have gotten a taste of it. They saw Zuerlein and Manuel last year. They get a taste of it every day of the week. I said to somebody after Saturday's game that it's probably two of the best backfields in Section 4 going at each other. You know, they have Manuel and Zuerlein. I've got Hall and Ballard. So we see it just about every day in practice. We're pretty comparable offensively in what we like to do, and I think that's going to help. And I think it'll help them also coming in, you know, knowing that we're going to run similar offenses with similar attacking points.
And, Coach, you talked about Ronnie Ballard, who has had such a great year. He's over 2,000 yards for the season now. He was your quarterback last year. What was the thought process behind getting him in the backfield and kind of letting him loose this year?
Last year we took a look at the end of the year, and we saw that he had 786 yards on the ground last year as a quarterback, and he had to turn around and turn his back to the line of scrimmage every time he ran the ball. Our thought process was, well, if he's going to be that successful when he's turning around and handing the ball off half the time, how successful is he going to be if he's the main person getting the ball and he's starting running straight ahead? And it actually, for us as coaches, it was less of an adaptation than it was for him. I know at the beginning of the summer when we put him back there, he was still itching to be the quarterback. And after we went to Forks and had the scrimmage, he made the choice that tailback was going to be what was going to make us most successful. and he took it on himself to get better every week, and he's just a great kid to coach.
Now, Coach, if you read the headlines about the Eagles, of course you're going to see the names Ballard and Shaver and some of those guys, but who are some of the unsung heroes that have really helped you guys, you know, have the great season that you've had so far?
I think at defensive end, you look at a kid like Ethan Wormuth. He's leading the team in tackles right now. He comes hard off the edge. He's a big role player for us. And then you put kids like Zach Gifford, Dustin Daly. Those kids are playing on both sides of the ball on the line. They're big impact kids, and they don't get a lot of recognition. And I'd have to say on the offensive side of the ball, the last one would be our right tackle, Caleb Wood. The kid's a sophomore, and he's just come out, and he has grown into a man this year. And he is one of the kids on our team that likes contact, and he's been a big addition to our team.
Coach, looking forward, whether Tioga wins this game or your club, Deposit Hancock, wins this game, you know, I'm interested about the state tournament. You know, with Randolph, a traditional power, falling in their section, does it feel like it's one of the years that's wide open for any team that can make it up to the state tournament?
We've talked on our end that we think that the winner of this game is going to probably have a pretty good shot at winning the state tournament. We're looking at, you know, Franklinville, Ellicottville, out of Section 6 being pretty tough, but we think that it's wide open, and that if you can get through Section 4 this year, you might be going right to the state final, which would be nice for either club that wins.
And Coach, my final question here with Deposit Hancock head coach Jeremiah Johnson, what would it mean for this program, the two communities, Deposit and Hancock? I know you guys have that slogan of two towns, one team. If you guys were able to walk away with a title here on Friday?
If we were able to walk away with a title, it would mean big things for the community. I mean, we started this 6 years ago, and when we started it, there was a little, you know, a little backlash from both communities that they wanted their own identity, wanted to keep their own identity. And it has taken us 6 years to get through that and get to the point where we're at. And the kids that we have playing for us right now are great role models. They're great kids in the classroom as well as on the field. And I think that's just brought both communities together. And it's just tying everything together. It's amazing to walk around town. Even when I show up for school every morning, people are asking, well, how did the team practice? If we won this game, it'd mean a lot for both communities, a real lot.
Coach Jeremiah Johnson, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Tioga in the sectional finals.
Thank you.
This is Nate Law. We'll be right back with more football action here on WCDO.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
All right, impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a six-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Mirabido, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for for over 85 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, Tioga leads Deposit Hancock 33-20, and we're joined by the stat master himself, longtime CDO broadcaster Greg Davies. Greg, I got to say, first off, thank you for coming and helping us tonight. It just adds so much more to the game.
Like old times, though, to be here, one of my favorite venues, Binghamton Alumni Stadium. No better place to watch a game, whether you're a fan or whether you're in the media here. It's fantastic under the lights, fantastic night. And, boy, my hand is sore. It's a lot of writing because we had a lot of offense tonight.
Yeah, we certainly did back and forth with Tioga going ahead first and, you know, Deposit Hancock making their little run. Do you want to run us through some of that scoring from the first half?
Yeah, it was all Tioga early and often at the very first possession. It was Jesse Manuel, no surprise, an 8-yard run to cap off a 5-play drive. And with Manuel running it in after a penalty on the kick, it made it 8-0 Tioga. Quickly back, Tioga, after an interception, comes back with Adams Werlein with a 1-yard run. This time Tanner Polk got the clean kick. It was 15-0 midway through the first quarter. And then even less than 2 minutes away after that, the one time there was a punt, Jesse Manuel with a 9-yard run, Polk's kick made it 22-0, and you guys started scrambling as to say, what can Deposit do? Well, Deposit answered that right away on their very next possession after a great run by Ballard. Colby Hall with his 6th touchdown run of the season, a 24-yard run. Ronnie Ballard was just short on the extra point. Those kind of things can come back to hurt them, and I'll tell you about that in a second. 22-6 Tioga, and then after a turnover, they got the onside kick. If you remember, Hall finished off the next drive with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, a 4-yard run, his 7th touchdown run of the year. Shaver with the little flip to Jake Tarbox for the extra point, the 2-point conversion, 22-14 is how we ended the first quarter. So a DH within striking range. But it was Tanner Polk on a 28-yard field goal to give a little more cushion. First possession of the second quarter, 25-14. Ronnie Ballard came back with his 18th rushing touchdown of the year, a 2-yard burst. Shaver's play there was short. He tried to make the most of it, came up short, 25-20. And again, that's 4 points off the board at that point for Deposit Hancock. And then Tioga, after a short drive by Deposit, Nick Klausner with a 60-yard interception return for a touchdown, his second touchdown or interception of the game. Polk, again, kicking with a penalty on Deposit Hancock. That little extra yard and a half gave Zwerline a run for the 2-point conversion, making it 33-20. It's been basically all run. Deposit, leading ball carrier, Ronnie Ballard, no surprise, 23 carries for 146 yards. Colby Hall, 8 for 66 and 2 scores. Ballard with 1. Ethan Wormuth, 1 for minus 1. And the naked bootleg, as Tim was calling it, for Darren Shaver, 3 for 9. All told, 35 carries, 220 yards. Very respectable for the Deposit Hancock Eagles, who are 5 for 8 in third down efficiencies and 1 for 1 in fourth down efficiency. Shaver with 3 throws on the night, 2 interceptions. Ronnie Ballard 0 for 2 for passing stats for Deposit Hancock. And there were no passes thrown by Tioga. Jesse Manuel leads the way with 10 carries for 84 yards and 2 scores. Adams Werlein 6 for 70 with 1 score. Zach Blada with 3 for 7. And then Connor Hutchinson 1 for minus 3. That was the sack by Daly. 20 rushes for the Tigers, 158 yards, and sounds like it pales in comparison to the Eagles' total offense, but they again lead on the scoreboard 33-20. So it's been a lot of instant offense, but you can't discount what Nick Klausner has meant to this team defensively, and plus a couple of really good kickoff returns. So his speed, he's not getting the stats as much as the other guys, but he's making a lot of things happen out there just by his presence and his uncanny ability to be near the ball defensively.
Klausner may be making an early play for that all-purpose award that we have at the end of the game. So we'll take a quick break, but Greg, thank you for the stats. That was a great, great rundown from a crazy first half, and we'll see if you have to write that feverishly in the second half as well.
All right.
So 33-20, the halftime score, Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the second half. Again, a 33-20 score, the Tigers on top of the Eagles. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pit master at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium as we get you set for the start of the second half from the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga currently leads 33-20 over Deposit Hancock. And again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors here for tonight's game, including Leonard Bus Sales of Deposit, JHA Companies from the Southern Tier area, your full-service civil engineering and land surveying firm, the Easy Red Company, automotive tool and equipment company of Deposit, NBT Bank with branches in Deposit and Hancock, NBT Bank for everything that counts, by Volkswagen of Oneonta, the Hancock House Hotel, Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU, it's all about you, the law firm of Hinman, Howard, and Cattell, LLP, with offices at Binghamton, Oneonta, Morris, and Edmiston. Butterfield's Cafe in Deposit. Hardwood Hills Golf of Masonville. Schaefer Enterprises and Cannonsville Lumber, both of Deposit. And the Mirabito Energy and Mirabito Food Stores of Deposit and Hancock, as well as Petroni's Beverage Express of Hancock, Wist Concrete Construction of Deposit, and the Deposit Big M Supermarket. All those special sponsors stepping up here for tonight's game to help us get this on the air. And we really appreciate it because there's a lot to going into a championship game, some cost to cover, and we're glad to be able to get this on the air for a team that's had a great year, 9-0 so far, and looking for a second-half comeback here, Tim, as we get set for the start of this second half. What do the Eagles need to do to continue to get that offense rolling?
Well, actually, Nate, they're going to get the ball first in the second half, so that's a good thing for them. I think they do need to go right down the field and have a nice sustained drive with some points on it, just to keep them, you know, mentality that we're still here in the game. We're only now down by one score, and then rely on that defense to come up big like it did a couple of times earlier in the second half.
Yeah, boy, getting the ball to start, if you could go down and score, you could really, again, change the makeup of this game. At one point, it was 25-20. And the Eagles were driving the ball down the field. They got it into Tioga territory, but that interception return for the touchdown really kind of gave the momentum back to the Tigers. So we'll see what happens here with the Eagles on their first possession.
And, you know, and it's kind of funny because the Eagles actually weren't real conservative with their play calling at the end of the half, you know, knowing that they were going to get the ball anyways, but they did. They're not giving up, you know, and that's the good thing. One of the things that I'm sure Jeremiah Johnson told the guys in the halftime break was, you were down by 22 points and you came back. We're only down by 13 right now. We can do this. We just need to go out, execute, play Eagle football, and see how the chips fall in the second half.
Two towns, one dream, one team. You know, that's been their slogan all year long, and they have two more quarters to see if they can get the job done to knock off Tioga, who's going for their fifth straight Section 4 Class D championship. They are just the new local dynasty here for Class D. Of course, Deposit and Hancock have such a rich tradition over the years. Of course, they've only been joined together for 6 years. We heard Coach Johnson say in the halftime interview that, yeah, you know, there was a lot of hostility when it first started off, but since then the two communities have really come together. They wanted their own identity, but now they're finding that being together is such a great thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go back to the Southeast, and they were bitter rivals, you know, and for many, many years, they were And if, and you know, you're going to have your growing pains with something like that. You know, it's just the way things are. But like you said, it's come to a nice little the fruition of it is really blended in well, and they're playing well as a team together. And you know, I'm really very, very excited to see what the second half holds.
So Tioga will kick off here to Deposit Hancock. The Eagles will go right to left. They're in the white with the royal blue trim here tonight. And if you can picture Tioga, they're pretty much the Michigan Wolverines here with the white and gold trim and the navy blue uniforms. So they will kick off in a 33-20 lead for Tioga to start the second half. The Eagles will field it at their own 30. And now to the 35, to the 40, up to the 45. Boy, they almost broke that one free. But great field position for the Eagles to start things off. That was Ethan Wormuth on the return there for Deposit Hancock.
Wormuth was one of the up men on that play, and he made a nice scoop of the ball, and he was like inches away from breaking that and taking it all the way down for a touchdown.
So Deposit Hancock will start things off in a great field position here to start off this second quarter, or the second half, 33-20 the score. So here are the Eagles in the white with the royal blue trim. Shaver looking over to the sideline here, barking out the signals for this play to start, and they'll hand one off to Colby Hall. He tries to get around the corner to the right side. Maybe he gets back to the line of scrimmage here, Tim.
Yeah, real nice defense on the left side for the Tigers on that play. They ran a little sweep play out to the right, and with two lead blockers, and the outside edge for the Tigers did not allow that to happen.
You know, we saw Deposit Hancock have some great luck when they ran to the left side of the line here for Deposit Hancock, and for Tioga. So we'll see if they can do that again here in the second half. Second and 10, ball on the 44. The Eagles going right to left as we start off this third quarter. Tioga leads 33-20. They'll hand it off to Ballard. He cuts back. He gets the midfield still on his feet, and this is going to be a third and short coming up as he picks up about 7 yards.
Yep, it'll be a third and short, but it will be in Tiger territory. So they got the ball where they need to go now, and they just get this first down. Now, I'm not mistaken, it was probably 6 or 7 consecutive third down conversions for the Eagles in the first half.
So 10:50 to go here in this third quarter, as Deposit Hancock is now in Tioga territory. A 3rd and 3, ball is on the 49. Ballard is in motion now, moves out to the receiver spot on the right side. They'll hand it off. Moving forward here, they'll pick up the first down. A nice run here for the Eagles. Let's see who the ball carrier is. That's Wormuth off the bottom of the pile. Some good trickery as we all follow Ballard, who went to the right side, and Wormuth punches it down to the left.
Yeah, and that was just hard-nosed football right there. You against me, and we'll see who gets who wins the battle.
So 1st and 10, ball is on the 41. Eagles are into Tigers territory now to start this third quarter. 10:20 to go here in the third quarter. Tioga leads 33-20, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Here's Ballard to the outside, churning those legs forward, and he breaks down to about the 39, so a pickup of 2 on 1st and 10 for Ronnie Ballard.
Two hard nose yards right there. Actually, I was fooled on that play. I thought the other running back had the ball. Thank you that you were paying attention.
Yeah, they do run some trickery in the backfield there, kind of Walton-esque. One guy's going one way, and all of a sudden, poof, somebody's out the other side with the ball. So 2nd and 7, ball is on the 38 now with 9:45 to go, third quarter. Two wide receivers are split out to the left side here for the Eagles, and here's Shaver, and they'll hand it off up the middle. No fooling the Tigers that time, though, as Wormuth has nowhere to go as he runs right into a big sea of navy blue and gold.
And you hit it right on the head with that. It was all pretty much the entire defense that made that tackle.
9:20 to go, third quarter, 33-20 to score. Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and the audio archive is courtesy of SFCU. If you want to go back and listen to any of the games we've done this year, they're all right there for free in our audio archive anytime. So 3rd and 7 here for the Eagles. The ball on the 38. They hand off to Ballard. Cuts back, driving his way forward up to the 30. And, folks, this is going to bring up a 4th and short as he's about a yard short, but still another great run for Ronnie Ballard.
Actually, they gave him a little extra yard mark there and gave him the first down.
Wow. I definitely thought he was probably about half a yard short, but, hey, the Eagles get one there, and so this will be 1st and 10, and they're down to the Tioga 30 going right to left.
Yeah, that was. I was on the same page as you. I thought that was going to be just a tick short, and all of a sudden we see the referee going first down.
Opening possession of the second half here for the Eagles. They hand off to the left side for Ballard. He jumps over one tackler before he's shoved out of bounds by about four or five Tigers. Boy, Ballard's tough to get up off the bottom of that pile. He's taken some abuse tonight, and he picked up about three on the play there.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we talked about his running style. He runs so upright, you know, and you are going to be susceptible to some hits. But he does not let you drive him backwards. He finishes off his run, and he makes sure that he gets that extra half or one whole yard.
So they gave him four on that play. So it's a second and six, ball on the 26. The Eagles are driving, and here's Shaver, a little QB keeper, and he has nowhere to go. Big tackle in the backfield there for Tioga by Caleb Decker, number 61. We've said his name before tonight. He makes another big play there for Tioga.
He certainly did. He was blocked, and if Shaver was just a little bit quicker, he could have got to the edge on that play. But Decker made a great play by getting rid of his blocker and made a nice open field tackle.
Third and nine, so a loss of three on the play for Deposit Hancock. It's a fast-moving third quarter so far. We're down to 7:25 to go in this third frame. 33-20 to score. Tommy Hancock, a third and nine, the ball on the Tioga 29. So this is a big play coming up here for the Eagles. The handoff, and again, snuffed out at the line. The Tigers breaking through. Fourth down coming up, and Ballard had nowhere to go. They caught him at the ankle.
Yeah, they real nice play right there by the defensive line of the Tioga Tigers, holding them to probably another loss on the play.
So this is going to be fourth and long. We're going to say about a fourth and nine, fourth and ten. That clock continues to tick, tick, tick here in this third quarter. Fourth and 11 officially now. And it looks like an official timeout on the field with 6:49 to go third quarter. Tioga leads the Pop of Hancock 33-20 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And now the officials going over, talking with Jeremiah Johnson here, head coach for the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened there. The officials made the timeout signal, so it's not costing Deposit Hancock, but they are talking about something on this play, or on the previous play, and now the referee is coming over to talk to Nick Iale.
So just a little clarification here for each head coach. With 6:49 to go here in this third quarter, and Tim, if you're Deposit Hancock here, fourth and 11, you're deep in Tioga territory. You're at the 31. What do you have to do here?
Well, you definitely got to go for it on this play because you're so far down, the punt's not going to do you any good. You're going to kick it, it's going to go in the end zone. You're going to bring it out to the 20, and you're going to net 10 yards. So it's not going to make sense to do that. So, like we did at the end of the half, maybe throw the ball down there, get the interception tackle, and make them have to go the long way to the field.
We'll see what head coach Jeremiah Johnson dials up here for his Eagles club. They'll pitch it to Ballard. They're going to go that reverse against the Hall. He cuts back to the 30, to the 25, and he's brought down, a huge tackle to save the play there for the Tioga Tigers. Jake Lewis once again coming up big because it looked like Hall was going to break that one.
Jake Lewis came out of nowhere from the safety spot and made an absolutely fantastic defensive play for the Tioga Tigers. It would have been a first down and potentially more for the Eagles if he hadn't made that tackle.
Boy, huge play there for Tioga because it really, as you said, Tim, looked like the Eagles had him fooled there for a second. So now Tioga takes over. They lead 33-20, 6:23 to go third quarter. First and 10 as Tioga goes left to right, ball on their own 25-yard line. And so here is Hutchinson under center. The line is set. Three running backs in the backfield. They hand it off to Bleda to the left side, and the Eagles swarm on him, and they bring him down maybe a gain of one.
We ran a little power off to the left side with Bleda out of the T formation. We did talk about that before, how many different formations that Tioga uses, and there's one of them, the T.
So 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It's going to be a second and seven here for Tioga. The ball is on the 28-yard line. So the Eagles trying to hold strong here and perhaps get the ball back and keep this a 13-point deficit. So here's the handoff to Manuel. Disappears into the hole, and he's brought down. And the Eagles doing a nice job on finding Manuel there.
Yeah, nice play, number 24 for the Eagles. Made a real nice tackle on the play.
Yeah, Devin Decker, 5'10", about 170 pounds. So he's one of the strongest guys on this team. Let me tell you,
real gym rat, works out constantly, and boy, on a play like that, to bring down a strong guy like Jesse Manuel, you have to be very, very strong. Absolutely, and to play that middle linebacker spot as well. Third and four here with the ball in the 31 for Tioga, down to 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Play clock is at 10. The line is set for the Tigers. So a third and four, they'll hand it off to Blade, and he breaks it free to the 40, to the 50. Here's Blade down the right wing, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, down to the 15, puts on the brakes before he's tripped up. Huge play there for Tioga, and a heavy dose there of Zach Blade, the junior wearing number 41.
That was a huge play, and I'm going to tell you, he almost made the old backyard play where you're running, and all of a sudden you stop and everybody runs by and you keep on going. He almost executed that perfectly and would have walked into the end zone, but nice defensive play by Ronnie Ballard.
Yeah, it looked like the tackle from Ballard and just a little bit of a slip, too, by Blada when he put on the brakes.
56-yard run, Nate.
Stop that. So, yes, a 56-yard run. First and 10, ball on Tioga 14 as they go left to right. And here's the handoff to Manuel to the 10, to the 5. Tripped up as he gets down to the 4. Boy, he had a ton of speed as he went around the right edge. Brought down at the 4. First and goal coming up here for Tioga.
Crucial time right here. You don't want to go down 3 scores, obviously, against this team. You did it once. Or can you do it again? Come back, bias, I don't know. It kind of looks like the Eagles are a little bit shocked right now.
First and 4 with 4.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here are the Tigers going left to right. Snap, set. Tioga running it in with Manuel. He's at the line waiting for the official signal. And a touchdown here for Tioga. They now lead 39-20 with 4:22 to go in the third quarter.
Number 56, Zach Gifford, 6'1", 280. And Manuel is what?
About 5'7", 5'6", 170 pounds.
Right, he just won that battle. Yeah. He just won that battle at the line.
So a huge run there by Manuel, and size has never stopped him from doing anything, especially in his football career, over 7,000 yards so far, and still perhaps more games to go in his career. So 39-20 to score, and Tioga will go for 2, going left to right. Man in motion here, and they'll hand it off to Manuel, gets to the pile, has nowhere to go, and David Schaefer is there to make the tackle, so they will stop him there. So Tioga, with the touchdown, leads 39-20 with 4:22 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a very, very key possession for the Eagles on this next drive, because they really need to get some points on the board here to end out the third quarter.
So we'll step away for 30 seconds with Tioga leading Deposit Hancock 39-20 here on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:22 to go in this third quarter. It's 39-20 as Tioga will now kick off to Deposit Hancock here in this third quarter. And the kick is straight up in the air. Deposit Hancock will field it here with David Schaefer, and he has nowhere to go. He's brought down at the 32, so the Eagles will start going right to left on their own 32-yard line. They're in the white and the royal blue here tonight.
That took a long time for that ball to get down. That was sky high, and Schaefer made a nice catch and then got a couple yards out of it. Good play.
So 4:19 to go, third quarter. And as you said before we went to the break, Tim, is that this is a big drive here for the Eagles. They have to try to get some points on the board here to make sure they stay in this contest.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. The left side has been very good for them. We'll see what they do here. They're in I formation to start off this possession.
So 4:19 to go, third quarter, 39-20. Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock. The Eagles trying to run to that right side, and they run right into a wall of Tigers on the D-line. So Ballard is brought down after a gain of about 2.
Yeah, they're definitely keen on Ballard right now. I mean, I think that's the adjustment they made at the halftime, the Tigers made. they're really, really watching him with like one or two people already. So they have to go to somebody else for the deposit Hancock Eagles.
So 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. Second seven ball is on the 35 here for deposit Hancock. Man in motion is Hall, and they'll pitch to Ballard. Ballard to the outside, nowhere to go as Cuyahoga read that play very, very nicely. And that's going to bring up third and about six or seven here for the Eagles.
Yeah, they tried to run the sweep to the left, and Caleb Becker just did an absolutely fantastic job. He did not make the tackle, but he did not let Ballard get to the outside. He held his ground and made him turn back in, and there was the rest of his team.
So a third and 10 coming up here. That's going to be third and 8, excuse me, with 3:10 to go. In this third quarter, ball is on the 34. It's 39-20. As here is deposit Hancock on their own 34-yard line going right to left. And they'll hand off on a little sweep to the far side and nowhere to go there for the Eagles. So this will bring up fourth down as Hall can't get around the corner to that right side.
Tried to run the jet sweep, but with Hall there again out of the slot position. And he got a couple yards, got it. A manageable fourth down play here. Bring up, I guess, probably fourth and five.
Fourth and five. Ball is on the 37. Tioga leading by 19. 39-20 the score. The clock starting to become the enemy here of the Eagles a little bit, Tim.
Yes, it definitely is. They're in formation, so we'll see what they do.
So it looks like a little trickery here. They get it back to Ballard. He's driving his way forward. He's going to be very close to the first down. And we'll have to see. Boy, they fake the punt. And they drove it forward, and Ballard did all he could to get it up to the line.
Well, it's almost directly straight across from you and I, Nate. And what's your call?
I would say he was short, but just a little bit, but they're going to give it to him and say he went. So what the heck do I know?
Well, I was just going to say, how many times this year have we been right?
You know, not often.
If you hear us say something, it's going to be the opposite.
So 2:08 to go, and boy, that was another gutsy call there. But hey, you're down 39-20, so you have to throw in some trickeration. So a 1st and 10 now here for deposit. The ball is on the 42. So they go right to left. Here's Shaver. He'll hand it off to Ballard, driving up the gut for a gain of 4 here on 1st and 10.
Deposit Hancock 2 for 3 on 4th down conversions today,
and they've both been ones that they really, really needed, and they're able to grab one there. So 1:40 to go here in this third quarter. 39-20 the score. The Eagles trying to keep the ball and keep this drive alive. 2nd and 6. The ball is on the 46 as the Eagles go right to left. They're nearing the big B here at midfield at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. They'll hand it off, and here's Hall up the middle. He crosses the 50-yard line, so this is going to bring up 3rd and short, probably about a 3rd and 1 here for the Eagles as we get down to 1:10 to go in the third quarter.
I think Jeremiah Johnson has realized that he's going to have to do it with other people. But there is a player down from the deposit at this point, so we'll just step away for a break.
Caleb Wood down on the play. We'll wish the best to him, and we'll step away here with the score 39-20. Tioga on top of deposit Hancock with 1:10 to go in the third quarter here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3rd and 2 here for the Eagles, and they'll run it to the right side with Ronnie Ballard, and he won't be able to get it through. So the clock continuing to move down to 45 seconds to go here in this third quarter, and it's a 4th and 4 coming up now here for deposit Hancock.
I'm wondering if they can make it 3 for 4 on 4th down.
Boy, this is another tough situation here for the Eagles to be in. 4th and 4, the ball on the 48. Clock continues to move down to 25 seconds to go, third quarter. They pitch it over to Ballard. He wants to throw.
throws it back across the field here for Shaver. He caught it. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. And Shaver is going to score a deposit. Hancock, Eagles, touchdown.
We talked about it earlier, the halfback pass, but we didn't think it would be the halfback pass to the quarterback. Across the field, wide open, touchdown, Eagles.
15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Huge play for the Eagles. Perfectly executed. What a gutsy call on fourth down. 52 yards on the play.
Yeah, really gutsy call. I mean, you're thinking, you know, you're going to run something with Ronnie Ballard. Hopefully he can, you know, his perseverance will get him the score. But you know what? For him to throw that back all the way across his body to the other side, absolutely on the money. I mean, absolutely caught the guy in stride and everything. Great play.
Eagles going for two. Here's Ballard. He lost it. It's on the turf. And Tioga will recover. So, again, some points left on the field here by Deposit Hancock as they haven't had the best luck with the extra points and the two-point conversion tonight. So now the score 39-26 with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. Boy, the entertainment continues in this game, Tim.
It certainly does. You know, I mean, you watch that play develop, and I saw the quarterback after he pitched the ball. I saw him kind of release off to the left, and I said, wow, is he going to try this? Sure enough, he did it. He threw that ball right on the money, caught him right in stride, took it to the house for six.
And we had seen Deposit Hancock roll out with Ronnie Ballard a few other times. It hadn't quite worked out. That one worked out perfectly, and boy, that was just a pretty highlight reel type play for the Eagles.
Oh, absolutely. I hope WBNG caught that on camera.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be seeing that one on the news later, because that one was a real beauty of a play. So 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's Tioga leading Deposit Hancock 39-26. Now we'll have to keep an eye on the kickoff here, Tim, to see what the Eagles do. Do they kick it long, or do they go for the onsides again?
Tioga's thinking onsides.
And they'll kick it forward. This one bouncing a little over about 10 yards, but it's easily fielded there by the Tigers. Nice job down on the field by Scott Franks to pick that one up. And so with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter, Tioga will start at about their own 39 going left to right.
Number one, Franks made a real nice play there. They had definitely brought the hands team in because they knew that the onside kick was probably going to happen. The kick was hit just a little bit too hard, and it got to him, and he short hopped it, made it in play.
39-26, Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock. Probably the last play of the third quarter here, a first and 10. Ball on the Tioga 43. They'll hand it off up the middle, and here's Wehrlein breaking one free for the Tigers, and he's brought down at the 35 as he punches it in to Deposit Hancock territory. Wehrlein is a little slow to get up here, but he bounces up now. Looks like maybe just a little stinger on the play there for the Tigers. 9 seconds to go now on the third.
He definitely went down quite awkward there, and I was really kind of concerned. He is still limping coming off the sideline.
He did run off the field, but you can see just, you know, definitely running a little awkwardly, and he's down on the field now looking like he's going to get stretched out here. So we'll hope the best there for our good friend AZ, as we like to call him on the broadcast.
That's right.
Year.
AZ.
That'll do it for the third quarter. Tioga leads Deposit Hancock 39-26 in the Section 4 Class D football finals. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Greg Davey with us in the booth here tonight as well, keeping a great eye on the stats as we start the fourth quarter here in the Section 4 Class D football finals. And Tioga with the ball as they march right to left. They'll hand off to Jesse Manuel, but a flag on the play here on first and 10.
False start against the Tigers, and that'll push it back to first and 15.
So not the way the Tigers wanted to start this fourth quarter, but here's DePaul Hancock facing this deficit. They trail 39-26, and they have 12 minutes left in their season. At this point, they're going to have to come up with a defensive stop here and try to get the ball back.
Yeah, and we were talking about it during the break there. They've lost, the Eagles have lost 6 points to conversions tonight after scores. So you make those, this is a one-score game.
First and 15 here for the Tigers. Again, going right to left. They hand off to Manuel. He's down the left side for the 35 to the 30 before he's dragged down by Colby Hall of DH.
Yep, he got a good 10 yards on that. And that'll bring up second down and 5 from the 30 of the Eagles.
We've joked all year, Tim, with Jesse Manuel, especially in those Harpersville-Afton games. The Hornets did a great job to kind of hold the Tigers and get them to some second longs, third longs. But Manuel just erases those, makes them look easy.
Yep, he certainly does.
Second and 5 now for the Tigers, wearing the navy blue and the gold here tonight. They hand off to Manuel, hits the pile to the 25, to the 24, busts his way up to the 22. First down and more here for Tioga.
Yeah, he was started off to the right side just off the tackle and actually made a cut in the hole and came back to the left and got the first down.
So just about 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. 39-26 the score. Tioga on top of DePaul Hancock. First and 10 with the ball on the 23, and the Tigers going right to left, marching down towards the Eagles end zone once again.
Manuel for the game right now is at 15 carries for 117 yards.
So doing his usual damage, and thank you to Greg Davey here for keeping our stats tonight, keeping us updated on the craziness of the back-and-forth nature of this contest. And another handoff for the Tigers, and Zwerlein punches one up the middle. Clock continuing to run here as Zwerlein picks up about 4 on the play.
Third quarter wasn't as much as the first half, though. He got a break. He didn't have to write as feverishly.
That's true. If you're just joining us, the first half of this contest was back and forth after Tioga jumped out to a 22-0 lead. DePaul had made a little run of their own and came back, cut it to 22-15. It was all over the place. It's currently 39-26. Tioga on top of DePaul Hancock. Here's second and 6, and they hand off to Manuel to the outside, and he's down to the Eagles' 12-yard line before he's tripped up there by Hall.
Hall with a real nice tackle right there. I think there's another 6 points added onto the scoreboard.
So DePaul Hancock in their own defensive end of the field here. Tioga, first and 10, ball is on the 12-yard line. The Eagles hoping someone can make a play here, trying to keep the Tigers out of the end zone as they trail 39-26.
And keep in mind, you know, even if they stop them, they have folks who can kick the ball. So it's like, you know, they're probably going to end up with points no matter what they do unless they turn it over.
Here's Hutchinson. They run it up the middle here with Blada. That's Zwerlein. Blada leading him with the block, and they'll get it right down to the goal line here. This could be a second and goal coming up here for the Tioga Tigers.
They're kind of a tandem, Zwerlein and Blada, because when one carries the ball, the other is the lead blocker and vice versa.
So a penalty, though, on the play is going to go against Tioga. So one of our momentum killers, as we always talk about here, Tim, is this will help out the Eagles and back up Tioga just a little bit.
False start was a signal. I'm wondering why the play was allowed to continue. That was kind of strange because usually that's blown dead right away.
9:34 to go fourth quarter, and what was a first and goal is now going to be backed up to about the 16-yard line. So it's going to be first and 15 here for the Tigers. The line is set. 9:20 to go fourth quarter. They'll hand off to Manuel. Hits the hole to the left side, but a great tackle there by Hall to wrap him up at the ankles as he picks up about 3.
Hall is just coming up and filling the hole really nice on every play. And you know what? He's coming up and he's filling the hole on Manuel. That's not an easy job trying to tackle the leading rusher in Section 4.
That's for sure. And he made it look easy there. So a second and 11. Clock continues to tick and tick, which is tough here for the Eagles to watch. It's down to 8:50 to go fourth quarter. 39-26 the score. Tigers with the ball. One wide receiver split out to the right side. And three runners in the backfield. And they'll hand it off to Manuel. Cuts to the outside. What a move by Manuel to the five. Reaching for the end zone. Touchdown here for the Tigers. What a move at the line of scrimmage by Jesse Manuel.
Almost reminded me of like Eric Metcalf or Barry Sanders or something like that. He hit the hole and then he just bounced to the outside. I mean, he actually caught some air on the play and just hit top speed again and raced into the end zone. Great, great run.
So the Tigers now lead 45-26, and they'll go for the extra point with 8:35 to go fourth quarter. Just a great run there by, guess who, Jesse Manuel. And boy, that move at the line of scrimmage just opened up a giant hole for him. So here is the extra point attempt for the Tigers. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is through there for the Tioga Tigers. Tanner Folk again putting one through the uprights. So 8:35 to go fourth quarter. It's 46-26. Tioga leading Deposit Hancock here in the Section 4 Class D football final. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
8:35 to go fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Greg Davies along for stats here tonight from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga leads Deposit Hancock 46-26 after Jesse Manuel just scored, I believe, his fourth touchdown of the game.
Yep.
So a huge run there by Manuel, and a nice lead here for the Tigers as the Eagles get the ball back, and they'll bring it down the left wing as they go left to right. They'll get it up to the 30-yard line, and that's where they'll start this drive with 8.5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
I got to believe that we're going to see a heavy dose of Mr. Ballard on this drive. I don't think they'll give up. I really don't. They're that resilient.
And we talked about this is an explosive offense that could score on any play. You get a couple of Ballard runs that could, you know, go for TDs, you're back right in this ball game.
Or half-back pass to the quarterback again.
Maybe. Oh, my goodness. So folks, if you just joined us, the last score for Deposit Hancock was absolutely nutty. Ballard took it a handoff and then threw it back across the field to their quarterback, who took it in for the touchdown. And here is a throw to Ballard out in the flat on the right wing. He breaks it up to the 40 before he's wrapped out of bounds at the 41.
Good play right there. A little quick out to Ballard behind the line of scrimmage, and followed his one blocker who made a real nice seal block on the outside and got a first down. Ballard already for this game, 32 rushes for 171.
So Ronnie Ballard, you can't stop him. You just hope that you can contain him a little bit. And he has gotten his piece of the pie here tonight as he continues to work hard for this Eagles squad. 8:15 to go fourth quarter, and it's Tioga leading 46-26 over Deposit Hancock. But the Eagles with the ball. They go left to right. They have it on their own 42 as they are nearing midfield. Play clock is down to 5. Here's the snap. And it's going to be a QB keeper to the left side for Shaver. Runs out of room, loses yards on the play as the Tigers breaking through. That was Blada making the tackle.
Blada has been everywhere on the defense, making tackle after tackle behind the line of scrimmage. And, and then the other one that we haven't said his name too much on defense this half is Klausner. But Klausner had 3 interceptions in the first half.
7:45. Left on the game clock here as it continues to tick down for the Deposit Hancock Eagles as Tioga is going for their 5th straight Section 4 Class D championship here. And here are the Eagles trying to throw it out for Ballard as this one is incomplete on second down.
That would have been an interesting play call right there for the officials, because the pass was out into the flat behind the line of scrimmage, and it looked like it might have been even backwards. So that was a live ball if it was a lateral.
Luckily for the Eagles, it bounced out of bounds before anyone from Tioga could get to it. So the clock stops with 7:32 to go fourth quarter. 46-26 is the score. Tioga on top of the Eagles from DePauzit Hancock in a 3rd and 13 coming up here for Ronnie Ballard and the DePauzit Hancock Eagles. So they'll step to the line here. Ball is on the 39 for this 3rd and 13 as they go left to right. Eagles need to make a play. They've had some good luck on 3rd, 4th down here tonight. They'll need it again. So here is the snap, and Shaver is going to throw over the middle. Picked off here, as this is going to be the Tigers running it back to the 40, to the 35. And again, for the Tioga Tigers, Jake Lewis coming up big. Boy, the coverage has been very good in the secondary tonight here for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's really neat to watch because they wait. When that ball is in the air, they pounce. I mean, it's just like they're on it. They see it coming, and they know what's going to happen. And then they jump the route and make a nice interception.
So Jake Lewis with the interception, his second of the night, and the Tigers now will take over with a 46-26 lead with 7:22 to go in this fourth quarter. So, wow, another big play there for the Tigers, and that takes a lot of wind out of the sails there, the Eagles.
Yeah, it definitely does. That's, you know, we talked about the momentum killers and all that stuff, but that's really just disheartening to have that happen on that drive.
So 7:22 to go, fourth quarter, and now you would think that the Tigers will want to try to run some clock here, Tim, with this lead, 46-26, you know, about midway through this fourth quarter here.
More likely we'll see a heavy dose of the rushing attack from the Tigers.
So here is the snap at midfield going right to left. Manuel diving forward in the pile. And so he'll pick up about 2 on the play, but anytime they can move the ball forward a little bit and keep this clock moving, that is what the Tigers will want to do as we come down to 7 minutes to go fourth quarter, 2nd, 6 coming up, Tioga with the ball.
Manuel was brought down on the play by David Schaefer for the Eagles. But the other thing you're going to see them do, too, Nate, is they're going to let the clock, play clock run down so that they can take as much time as they can.
6:50 to go now, fourth quarter. Tioga leading 46-26 over DePauzit Hancock in the Section 4 Class D Finals. And they'll hand it off to Zwerline up the middle, and he'll get the first down, down to the DePauzit Hancock 39-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 6:39 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Quick hitter inside handoff to Zwerline, and he actually takes it right for the yardage for the first down without being touched until the gentleman tackled him.
So the officials start the clock back up here, down to 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. And boy, this is Tioga taking their time. They get the play. They run it in from the sideline. It goes to the huddle. Just those precious seconds ticking off as the play clock now down to 5. Everybody set here for the Tigers, waiting for the snap, and they do. They wait right until about a second or two left on that play clock, and they'll run it to the left side with Manuel, and he'll pick up 3 or 4.
As soon as that ball is set and marked for play by the official, the clock, 25-second play clock starts, and they're not in any hurry right now, so they're just going to take their time, get the play called in, and make sure they snap it well within inside the 5 second to go on the play clock.
2nd and 5 now. Ball is on the Eagles 34. And all DePauzit Hancock can really do is sit by and watch this happen with 5:40 to go now in this fourth quarter. The clock continues to move. Play clock is at 15. Here's the snap, and they'll run it up the middle here with Zwerline once again, very close to a first down. I think he's about a yard short, but this will be 3rd and 1 with 5.5 to go now, fourth quarter. And again, a 46-26 lead for Tioga, looking to maybe set a date with Sandy Creek, the Section 3 champion from earlier today. That would be next week.
Okay, I just had a quick little stat I want to read out here. Results of Tioga's 8 possessions in the game. There's 5 touchdowns, 1 field goal, 1 punt, and 1 half.
When they went into the half there, that was their last possession.
I lost that. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch it. I was like, looked down, and I'm like, he wrote F? What the heck kind of play is that?
The new trick play they were running there. So this is going to be a very close call here as they brought the chains out here to measure this one after this Zwerline run, Tim.
Yeah, they did bring the chains out. I think that's the first time they had to do that tonight. So let's believe they're giving them the first down.
Got the first down. So this is Tioga inside the Deposit Hancock 30-yard line now. It's at the 29. And there goes that clock again with the signal from the officials. It's going to ring down towards 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here. Play clock's at 15 as the Tigers break the huddle. 46-26. Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock. Two very good Class D football teams here in Section 4. They'll hand it off to Bleda, or Zuerlein, excuse me, Bleda leading with the block. And again, another pickup of about two. And boy, between Manuel, Bleda, and Zuerlein, what a three-headed monster. You know, we've seen Tioga two other times this year. Bleda wasn't this involved. And now here we are in the sectional championship, and he's kind of emerged tonight as well.
Yeah, and defense or opposing coaches have got to pay attention to this because, I mean, you haven't seen him all year long, and he's definitely been an impactful player tonight.
4.5 to go now, fourth quarter. 2nd and 9 for Tioga as they continue to chew up this clock, and then we'll have a flag on the play. Believe the penalty coming up, yes, false start against Tioga.
Yep, push them back 5 yards, and it'll bring up 2nd down and probably 13.
Folks, you'll want to stay tuned for our post-game show. We will give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and our all-purpose award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, ACRO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Bank. So make sure to stay tuned after tonight's contest, no matter the outcome. It's currently 46-26. Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock here with 4:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Tigers with the ball. They'll hand it off to Manuel. He cuts back to the 25, down to the 24, before he's brought down by Ronnie Ballard as we do hit 4 minutes to go in the contest here.
And I think of all the times we've watched Tioga this year, I don't think I've ever seen them run that formation, and that adds to the list of formations that they run, and I'm not even really sure. It's almost like a single wing kind of offense.
If you're just joining us, the game that was before this tonight was the Class A Championship. Maine Endwell defeating Johnson City 40-16. That was the 61st straight win for the Maine Endwell Spartans. So they win the Class A title. And now the D title here tonight as Zuerlein will break it up the middle, and a touchdown here for the Tigers with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. AZ breaks it up the middle here for Tioga.
A little counterplay with a little trap block at the hole, and there was absolutely no one there. I don't think he got touched until he was 3 yards in the end zone.
52-26 now the score with 3:25 to go fourth quarter. And it looks like Tioga will kick the extra point here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium as the Tigers with a great second half here, just holding off the Eagles and adding to this lead whenever they had an opportunity. So here is the snap. The hold is good, and the kick is up and through there for the Tigers. Tanner Falk puts it through. Tioga leads 53-26 in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game with 3:25 to go. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otego do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pit master at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otego at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:25 to go, fourth quarter, and Tioga leads Deposit Hancock 53-26 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers looking for their fifth straight Section 4 Class D championship title. What a reign it's been here for the Tigers the last couple of years, as they will now kick off to DH.
Yeah, and they've had the ball 3 times in the second half, and all 3 times they scored touchdowns.
So here is the kickoff, and the Eagles will field it going left to right at their own 20. Here's Ballard to the 25, up to the 27, lunging forward before he's brought down at about the 28, and that's where DH will start this most recent drive.
And it's funny because all night tonight, you know, I was waiting for Folk to be with the wind just to see if he could kick it through the end zone. And you know, we were talking when you guys were doing the stats at halftime. I was watching him out on the field. Folks, this kid can kick it from 50 yards, and I mean a field goal from 50 yards as a high school player in this area. That's phenomenal. And, you know, that's a heck of a weapon to have going into the state regionals.
It looks like if Tioga hangs on to win here, they will be facing Sandy Creek of Section 3, who defeated West Canada Valley 32-12 up at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse earlier tonight. So we heard Nick Aiello and Jeremiah Johnson both say in their interviews with us today that Sandy Creek was a team they'd had their eye on. So that would be a great matchup next week, as the Eagles now putting in some of the reserves to get some playing time here, and a handoff to the far side, and he's brought down. I believe that was Brian Seymour on the carry.
Yep, Brian Seymour was brought down by number 64, Caleb Manwaring, for the Tigers.
So we hit 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, a 53-26 lead for Tioga over Deposit Hancock. Boy, you know, Tim, the score is not really going to show what this game was all about. Is a couple things go a little differently, and the Eagles could have the lead. This could have been a real barn burner of a game, right down to the wire. Just Tioga made some plays when they really needed to.
Yes, they definitely did, and that's why they're, you know, defending champs and repeating, and however many times it is, I missed that.
This will be the fifth straight time for Tioga.
That's impressive.
And we've seen the last couple of them, the last 2 years, as they've defeated Unitego. And it's just been just dominating performances each time it seems for Tioga.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is we were talking about the how the state playoffs are going to line up and everything. And like you said before, you don't have Randolph. You don't have the team that beat Randolph, but I can't think of the name right now. So they got to be thinking that, you know, this may be their year.
Here's Deposit Hancock handing it off again on that far side for Seymour with a minute 45 to go here in this fourth quarter. And, you know, Avon out of Section 5 out by the Rochester area was a team that was ranked number one for a lot of the year, and they fell too. So, you know, talking to Coach Johnson and Coach Aiello, they said, you know, it's really wide open, and they both agreed that the champion of Section 4 would have a very good shot as long as they could stay healthy and stay focused going into the state tournament. And certainly looks like Tioga here, as we come up on a minute to go, will punch their tickets back to the state tournament. They lead 53-26. And a handoff here to the left side here for Devin Decker, one of the many seniors on this Eagles team that have really brought this program along this year. They are going to finish 9-1. And, boy, they were just a lot of fun to watch. A lot of people were excited about this team vocally, and it was really a lot of fun to watch them carry the load locally for a lot of fans who were out there just looking for the team that could maybe knock off Tioga.
I think it was definitely the culmination of the two schools together, you know, and finally seeing, you know, like we said before, bitter rivals for years and years and years, and to come together and play football as one team with a dream, you know. Obviously, they're going to fall just a tick short, but you know what? They had nothing to shake their heads at or be upset about. They had a fantastic football season, 9-1. Absolutely phenomenal for the Deposit Hancock Eagles.
Here's Decker to the right side. He's brought down as Deposit Hancock will get it to midfield. They might get off one more play here, but this is a program that had a JV team that only had one loss as well, and we know how dedicated Jeremiah Johnson is to this club and this program, as Decker will get the final run, and he'll be brought down, and Tioga is going to win this contest here tonight, 53-26, a big win as they get their fifth straight Section 4 Class D title, the final, Tioga 53, Deposit Hancock 26.
Yeah, congratulations to the Tioga Tigers on their fifth consecutive Section 4 Class D Championship.
We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have our offense, our defense, and our all-purpose award winners, and we'll wrap up tonight's broadcast. Again, 53-26, Tioga takes down Deposit Hancock in the Section 4 Class D Football Finals. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive,
Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Catalog Outlet Stores, the area's value leader for brand name home furnishings, mattresses, and decor, announced the grand reopening of their Chestnut Street Oneonta location after their extensive interior remodel. To celebrate the grand reopening and new look, the Catalog Outlet is offering huge savings in every department, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, dining rooms, bedrooms, sectionals, and much more. In the new iKids bedroom department, you'll find bunk beds, storage beds, and bedroom pieces for boys and girls from children to teens at savings every mom and dad will love. The updated and improved Mattress Center includes mattresses by Therapeutic, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and the newly added Simmons Beauty Rest. Mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels, including one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Don't miss the celebration and savings at all three catalog outlets. The new look, 357 Chestnut Street Oneonta Store, Martin Brook Street Unadilla, or State Highway 12 North Norwich Store. Or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet Stores, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Binghamton Alumni Stadium. The final score of the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Tioga defeats Deposit Hancock 53-26 to win their fifth straight Section 4 Class D title. Both teams out at midfield right now getting their respective awards, as it will be Tioga moving on to play Sandy Creek from Section 3 in the first round of the state Class D football tournament next weekend. And let's do our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, the Catalog Outlet, and Echo Brands of Sydney. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Ronnie Ballard gets that award tonight here from Deposit Hancock. Had a heck of a night on the ground. I think he really deserves this Outstanding Offense Award, Tim.
He actually definitely deserves the award. He, you know, carried the ball, carried the load for the Eagles, and then he also had the throwback touchdown pass to Shaver.
Yeah, that was probably the play of the night right there. For the Deposit Hancock Eagles. How about the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award? The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home. You can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll give that one tonight to Nick Klausner here of Tioga. Just had a heck of a ball game. Some key interceptions, especially the one. It was 25-20. Tioga was ahead of the Eagles. And Deposit Hancock was driving, and he picked one off, and I thought that was really key.
It wasn't the final dagger, but it definitely was a dagger in the heart of the Eagles from Deposit Hancock when he picked that off and ran it back for a six.
And finally, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by Echo Brands Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Easy one to pick tonight, Jesse Manuel from Tioga. Four touchdowns on the night, just a great overall effort. He is our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner. He just does it all. It's pretty simple there for Tioga.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Section 4 leading rusher, you know, four touchdowns on the night, everything like that. And then you got to remember he played defense as well, and he had a couple really, really big tackles. And guess who? Number three, Ronnie Ballard. So great night for Jesse Manuel.
So, Tim, just want to say thank you to you for joining us on the broadcast here tonight, and been a great season. I had a lot of fun with you.
Yeah, Nate, thank you very much. I had a great time, and hopefully we can continue to do some of this maybe on the hard court.
Yeah, the basketball season right around the corner, that's for sure. Well, we'll hand it over to our stat man here, Mr. Greg Davey, who's a longtime CDO sports director and really paved the way for everything we do here at CDO, as he has some of our final stats here in this 53-26 victory for Tioga over DePauzit Hancock.
Well, the biggest stat we can talk about to generalize this game is that Tioga only had 9 possessions in the football game. One was halted by halftime. One was halted by a punt, and one was a field goal. Punt and halftime were the only things that stopped them. They scored on every other possession. Incredible record. They made the most. They were outgained officially in yardage, but they still had obviously almost twice as a little more than twice as many points. The second half, going in 33-20, DePauzit Hancock, if you remember, deferred in the opening coin toss, so they got the ball back by choice in the second half, and they got stopped on the fourth down, and that turned it around based on that interception you were talking about with Kloster. Jesse Manuel ran it in from 4 yards to make it a 39-20 ball game. The last catch for the Eagles came on that spectacular fourth down gamble where Ronnie Ballard took the halfback pitch, and then he floated the pass out perfectly timed to Darren Schaefer, who was untouched for the touchdown, made it 39-26. And then it was Manuel and Zwerline with fourth quarter touchdowns to put the game away, 53-26. You got Ronnie Ballard as far as the overall leader in offense, 32 carries for DePauzit Hancock, 171 yards, most of that in the first half. Ethan Werman was 3 for 7. Colby Hall, a very fine effort, 2 touchdowns for him, 13 for 82. Devin Decker, late action, 3 for 5. Brian Seymour, late action, 3 for 9. Darren Shaver didn't have the success on that bootleg he had in the first half. He finishes 5 carries for 3 yards. 57 offensive rushes for DePauzit Hancock, 277 unofficial yards. Shaver, 1 for 6, passing those 4 crucial interceptions, 2 by Jake Lewis, 2 by Nick Kloster, just 12 yards. Ballard's touchdown of 52, he was actually 1 for 3, and he also caught a pass for 12 yards. Jesse Manuel and Adam Zwerline, a great 1-2 punch. Zwerline with 187 yards, the high gainer tonight, 12 on only 12 carries. Manuel had 22 carries for 160 yards and 4 touchdowns. Zwerline with 2. Zach Blada leading the way with a blocking, but he also found his way for 4 carries for 10 yards. Connor Hutchinson sacked once for -3. Didn't throw a pass. Didn't have a reception. One punt for Tanner Polk, 42 yards, and one punt by Jacobs on DePauzit Hancock for 17. So we were treated to a lot of great offense, and I think the difference really was Tioga with those interceptions made it happen for them, and they stopped a very potent Eagles team when they had to.
It was certainly a great one to watch here tonight if you like the offense. 53-26, Tioga takes down DePauzit Hancock. So, Greg, again, thanks for joining us. Great job with the stats here tonight, and another great section final here that you get to see at Binghamton Alumni Stadium.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd kind of come back because if it's going to be here next week, it would have been great. If it's weather like this, I'll come back and watch anyway because it's going to be good football.
Yeah, the Tioga Tigers will take on Sandy Creek from Section 3, so that will certainly be a great battle next weekend in the Class D New York State Tournament. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors from DePauzit and Hancock and around the Sydney and Oneonta area for making this game possible. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios for pushing all the buttons back there. Greg Davey for joining us in the broadcast booth here tonight at Binghamton Alumni Stadium for his great work on the set. And for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. Again, the final, 53-26. Tioga defeats DePauzit Hancock. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.